It's the night of Yom Kippur, when Jews throughout the world end their annual day-long fast. At this home in the Boston suburb of Newton, Massachusetts, about 20 members of a small liberal congregation are busily heating up dishes they've carried in for a sumptuous potluck breakfast meal. The kitchen aroma is especially tantalizing to those who've had not a drop to eat or drink for 24 hours. Wearing faces that show a mixture of fatigue and anticipation, the fasters recite a Hebrew prayer before partaking of their well-earned dinner. Leader of the B'nai Or congregation is Lev Friedman.
The fast which we participated in is carried easily because of the community being together for the whole day. Most people who come to services stay the whole day from today from 10 o'clock till 7. And we do a lot of singing, a lot of soulful praying, meditating, some storytelling. So that's what we did, at least for the last, I guess, 10 hours, almost. Nothing but singing, swaying, davening, and praying.
Sort of the rocking back and forth.
Rocking back and forth. Or swaying, as is the case at B'nai Or. We do a lot of swaying. I look around and see the whole room going from left to right.
I was uncomfortable. I was thirsty and, you know, I was hungry, got a little tired, but there is such an overwhelming connection from praying all day, from singing, from dancing, from meditating, from having a day to immerse myself in that with my friends, you know, with community, that if you ask me about fasting, I'll talk about fasting for 1 minute and then talk about the rest of the day.
Julie Levitt Kutzen, a mother and dance therapist, is hosting the breakfast meal.
You know, last night when I came home, I was hungry, and I had to literally choose to not eat or to not drink. And there was a sense of solidarity. I knew that there were many other people doing the same thing, so there was a solidarity in that for me.
Simultaneously around the world, people abstaining.
That's right. So I felt a lot of support in that, and I felt, you know, as well related to my grandmother, who is no longer with us, but I remember her fast. I remember how she fasted.
How did she fast?
With a headache. You know, she'd go to services in the morning, and then she'd come home while everyone else was at services, and she would cook. And then I just always remember that she would go then into a darkened room and sleep because she would get a headache at about 2 or 3 all the time. And then she would go, and she would go in and she would take her nap. And, you know, I always knew about when that time would come, and she always did it. And, you know, so every time I fast, I think of my grandmother. And there's something important to me about that because I don't want to forget my grandmother. That relates me to her and to my tradition.